Kathy Burton, what's caught your eye in the Council of Europe's calendar of activities?
Well, given this is the run-up to Christmas, I think we've got a very interesting lineup for next week. And one thing that's particularly fascinated me is the conference in Ljubljana. And this is a conference by the Pompidou Group. Bit of an obscure name, but George Pompidou set up the group to combat the drugs problems in Europe already many, many years ago. It's now under the umbrella of the Council of Europe, and they're doing so much very interesting work to stop both the drugs trade, drugs use in the whole of Europe. This conference next week is particularly interesting because the drugs now are being trafficked, of course, part of criminal gangs who traffic drugs up through from the Golden Triangle of Afghanistan through what's called the Balkan route, so passing through those Southeast European countries and out then into distribution chains. Now, the good news for the Pompidou Group is that those countries are now joining up with the Pompidou Group, and we've got some of the other countries of Southeast Europe due to join up soon. Now, that's really strong because it means that police forces, drug enforcement agencies, politicians can work together and combat that supply route. They're also looking at the other side of the equation, which is, of course, drug use, and the drug use particularly in those countries, looking at ways they can work on treatment programmes, bringing good practice so that people who do have a problem with drugs are helped out.
You are also the spokeswoman for the Secretary-General's Special Representative on Roma issues. Tell us more about the Roma Mediator Training Project in Greece and Hungary on the 12th of December.
This is a very interesting time now for what we call the ROMED project. It's the training of mediators, so people who either come from the Roma community or who are sympathetic to the Roma community. And what we've been doing over the whole year is getting those people to work on ways in which they can act as a bridge between the Roma and, if you like to call it, the majority population. Of course, Greece and Hungary, the training's coming up next week, and it's the second round of training. Our trainers have already been in to those two countries earlier on in the year, and what they'll be doing now is going back and hearing the experiences that those mediators have had on the ground while they've been working. So really polishing up, looking at problem areas, making sure that this system really works. In the run-up to the conference, what we call the stock-taking conference in February next year, it's going to be interesting to see exactly what sort of impact we've had. And on February the 21st in Strasbourg next year, we'll be reviewing the whole programme to see how we can change it, what successes there are, and how we can really make a difference to the life of Roma.
There's another Venice Commission training session taking place between the 13th and the 15th of December, but this time it's in Rabat in Morocco. This seems to be very much part of the Council of Europe's neighbourhood policy, which the Secretary-General has talked up so much this year.
Yes, this is a very interesting thing. In fact, this year, 2011, I was just listening to the news this morning, it's been an incredible year for change and news. And we had at the beginning of the year, of course, the Arab Spring, something that nobody could really have imagined at this time last year, even. The fact that so many countries would change in so many different ways. And of course, for the Council of Europe, we have a mission to bring in human rights, democracy, the rule of law. We've done that in Europe. And why not extend that to these countries? Because just as the Eastern European countries came into the Council after being under communism, we've got a similar situation here. Countries that have changed, countries that need help. And the Venice Commission is the very interesting body that can do that. On the face of it, what the Venice Commission does may seem quite dry. They're in fact legal experts. They look at constitutions. They look at how politics works in different countries. But in fact, they can make a real change to a country. They can help to create systems, to create a new constitution that will guarantee the rule of law and will guarantee change long into the future. So this is going to be very interesting to see what happens in Morocco. And for certain, it will be a good step forward for the Secretary General's idea that the neighbourhood countries are ones that the Council of Europe could also foster and help.